6 o'clock here on The Ticket. It's White Elephant Day. It's Giorgio, the three Mikes, Saroy, Rhines, and Fernando, along with Dan McDowell. And we're doing 3 to 7. Normally this time you hear the Hardline talk to Jim Montgomery, the head coach of the Stars. We thought we'd put a different twist on this for this week only, because we have Justin Montemayor that works for The Ticket. So it's Monty on Monty here at 6 o'clock on The Ticket.
One fires up the Stars.
The other fires out of bed.
One just beat the Flames.
One loves Kevin James.
One keeps the Stars in contention.
One plays Red Dead Redemption.
It's time for Monty and Monty. It's time for Monty.
Hey, Coach Monty, are you there?
Hey, we're banging it out on the Ticket tonight. I love this Monty on Monty stuff, the M&M boys.
People have been wanting this for a long time. I'm glad we were finally able to do it.
No, it's awesome.
So I guess my first question to you is, how do you think the Stars are doing?
I think we're doing better. I think we're becoming, I think you can start to see us becoming a team. And that's the most important thing that you have to do during the year is become a team. And you're starting to see guys fight for each other. Literally, where guys are getting cheap shotted, and you got guys dropping gloves and going in there for each other. And after you get that, your team can really grow by leaps and bounds. And I think we're in for a fun year.
Yeah, win streaks are tight. They're tight. So this is your first year with the Stars. Do you like this gig?
Yeah, I love this gig.
No, that wasn't the question. I guess, do you like your job? Like, do you like being the coach of the Stars?
Yeah, that's my gig. My gig is the coach of the Dallas Stars, and I love it. I love this city. I love our fans, man. Our guys play great at home because we have great energy in the AAC.
Thanks, Monty. Let's get some hardcore hockey questions, if that's all right with you.
Let's go. Let's go hardcore.
So where are you with the current debate on shot metrics and how it correlates to a team's success? And I guess which shot metric do you think is more of a valid reflection, Corsi or Fenwick?
Well, after, deciphering a bunch of algorithms and looking at the pros and cons of both the Fenwick and the Corsi, we've determined that we're not going to use either, and that we're going to think that our scoring chances that we keep are more prevalent to us knowing who's helping the Dallas Stars on a nightly basis.
So I guess a follow-up to that is, when you're on the bench, how cold do your balls get?
There's shrinkage. I will tell you that. There is shrinkage.
To like a raisin or... I guess we need a start point and an end point.
Yeah, not... Yeah.
So
I would say raisins.
Okay.
Or like a dried plum, you know, a dried
plum. That's
fair.
It depends on how cold it's in there, sure. Continuing on the hardcore hockey theme, you said one of your five objectives for every game is to win like 60, 65% of your face-offs, but... Really, aren't face-offs just another, you know, puck battle? I mean, why do you consider face-offs more important than other puck battles?
Well, because if you win it, you start with the puck. And when you win your face-offs, that's how the game starts. And the most important parts of any face-offs in a game are usually critical. So it sets the tone for all the other puck battles.
Okay, you mentioned something there that kind of got my brain churning. What's the loudest fart you ever heard?
Wow, that's easy. I remember being in microeconomics my sophomore year in college, and there's 300 students, and one of my teammates is sitting beside me, and he sneezed during the exam and lit up the whole room because it came out loud at the other end.
Who's
Boy,
the loudest?
Did he go, hey. He went really five different shades of red.
Who's the loudest farter you've coached?
Oh, a guy named Peter White, but it was actually someone I played with. I mean, I don't think this guy ever chewed or put salt on his food. It was only pepper. Not only was it allowed, but it was rancid.
Well, speaking of him, some coaches say that dependability and availability is a skill. Do you worry that that Ben Bishop is injury prone, and does that really affect how you, you know, how much you depend on him?
I don't think Ben Bishop is injury prone because he's really professional about how he takes care of himself. But with Dallas, we have the second most travel in the league. That's why it's really important that our starter doesn't start as much as other teams so that we don't put him in a position to get hurt.
You know, the NHL over the last, you know, 10, 15 years has seen so many great players come into the league at 18, 19, 20 years old. How is it possible to play at that level at such a young age?
You know, athletes today are trained better, and they get the best skill development is better than we've ever seen, and the strength and conditioning element of how they become a more explosive athlete at such a younger age has allowed athletes at every sport, I find, but hockey in particular, and we have a beauty in Miro Heiskanen in here who is showing everybody how talented he is already just 28 games into his career.
All right. Well, you know, since you sound about as interested in this as we are, we're going to let you go. So I really wish this would have gone better, Monty, but we'll have to try this again another time.
Guys, just give me one more chance. I swear I'll be better next time.
All right, Monty, practice and get back to us.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That was Monty.
That was great.
On Monty.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
But Justin had to tell him at the end that he wasn't as interested.
Yeah, that was the hardest one.
He said, your answer led me to this question. What's the loudest fart you've ever heard?
And he had an answer.
Yes. He loved him. Monty, you killed
it. Man, he loved you.
He didn't like you guys.
No, he hates us. He loved you.
Yeah.
Because I ask the questions people want to hear.
Maybe that's just a new weekly.
Maybe it is.
Been born. You got an open. You already got a song and everything.
Who did that with you, Soroy?
Me and Ryan Medellin, the ticker man, yesterday. Got the duet in. Good, right?
Great.
Great.
Like, Justin was very worried about this because he was drinking the mezcal beforehand just to kind of get
and afterhand.
Pounding Jonathan Tyler's mezcal.
Yeah, boy, that thing was almost full before you touched that.
Yeah.
We needed it. Things are going a lot better now, aren't they?
Okay, we got you right up
so
here.
So let's take
that
a look at those
cool,
questions. Let me see those. Because I know
verbatim.
We had Bob write some of the serious hockey ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like Soroy wrote.
Fernando chipped in.
Soroy wrote, when you're on the bench, how cold do your balls get?
And he laughed and answered. He was
and
great.
And so many. This was the one where in the meeting we're just debating, all right, what do we do when he hangs up?
Yeah.
Like right then.
Right.
Yeah, we were gambling on where he would.
We were sure that would be the hanging up question.
He'd pull the ripcord.
Like,
there.
I'm a professional hockey coach. What have I gotten myself into?
He was into it.
Yeah. He had a great timing on the, do you like your gig, too? It was perfect.
Yeah, you did cut him off hard.
Oh, okay.
He loved this, Monty.
Yeah, he loves you, Monty.
Monty on Monty.
We've got a hit show on our hands.
Nice job, Justin.
We got you up here. How are you getting home? Same P1?
No. It was actually my dad that drove me because he wasn't into the idea of a P1 driving me. I think he was worried.
We did have a lot of people
what he
offer.
Might
so
do.
This
oh,
was,
yeah.
You know
take
what?
Advantage.
Okay, so what happened was he wasn't going to drive you at first when you asked him for a ride.
No, because it would be going downtown.
Like, I don't want to go downtown, traffic. You know how dads are,
yeah.
Right? Dads or moms.
He's just counting his money. Chicken money.
But when you said a P1's going to pick you up, then he's like, oh, I'll drive you. Like,
yeah, I think he thought that guy would just Me Too me the whole way or something. I don't know.
So my grandma, I remember this from being in college. I couldn't get money from home. They wouldn't send me anymore. And I told him the next week I called home and I told him how this really cool thing I did. I was going to give plasma.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would pay you money for plasma. And yeah, they sent me $40 right away.
Genius.
Like, that's the same bit.
Then you still give the plasma, too. Got that money,
then
too.
You still give the plasma,
yeah,
and then
up.
You can get a quicker buzz because you gave plasma that day.
So is your dad waiting downstairs to take you home now, or what?
No. I'm going to have
on
to.
Your own?
Yeah, I'm going to figure it out.
Well, our transaction is complete, so we can't help
you. Yeah,
we're
done with the Monty and Monty thing. So
he can take you home.
Well, we had dozens of people ready to pick you up.
Really did.
Seriously.
Yeah, there was a P1 waiting. He called me. We had it figured out.
Yeah, but we had a ton more.
Oh,
like,
really?
That was just one that we picked.
We gave like 15 your home address. So keep your eyes peeled for them for the rest of the evening.
Good.
For the rest of the year, too.
Good. Good.
In fact, for the rest of your life.
Put me out of my misery.
Oh, Monty.
Oh, Monty.
Oh, come on, bro.
Monty.
Come on, man.
Jeez. One leg. You know, look.
You got this whole Monty thing.
You're the hit of White Elephant Day today.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, thank
Monty
you.
Monty on Monty.
Needs to happen again, man.
What a
Needs
moment.
To happen again.
Oh,